And a little cow, when it's first born, is called a...
Well, I'll call that a calf.
And if it's a female,
it's a calf. Regardless, wait a minute. If it's a calf born, it's a male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of them called a calf when they're
mm-hmm.
born.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you look at them, you say, oh, says I got a little heifer calf.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got a little bull calf. You know, you use expressions like that. That's
mm-hmm.
always the old way of using expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've handled them all our lifetime, going and coming, every which way. That's the way we'll have them.
And if your cow was going to have a calf, you'd say that she was going to...
deliver a calf.
Any other expression?
Yeah. Say, well, she's going to have a calf. We'd say, call it going to have a calf then. But now, you might know the day, or you might not know when,
mm-hmm.
you see. But you say she's going to have a calf.
Do you ever hear she's going to freshen or come in or...
Won't come
calf.
In and find a calf. Or now, come in would go like this. Next month, my cow gonna come in, she gonna bring a calf.
Mm-hmm.
In the pen.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's where you go. You know, well, that's true.
Uh-huh.
You see, all those things, you got to learn those things, you see. All that's true. That's true. It ain't no joke.
Uh-huh. And the animals that you'd ride, you'd call those?
Mules. Horses.
Uh-huh. And the female horse is called a...
stud horse.
Okay. Any other names for him?
Which would be a stallion.
Mm-hmm. Were those words nice to use?
Well, yeah, it was fine. It was not nothing, I would say, out of line. It would be old way of training was using a language, see? Old way of using a language. I got a stallion, I got a stud horse,
mm-hmm.
or I got a mare, and we're expecting a colt next week,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wouldn't be nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all those things are taught.
Uh-huh.
You know, now they teach all that. I teach you that, didn't they?
Didn't they?
Come on now. Didn't
I heard of a stallion.
That's right, you've heard lots of it, that's right.
Uh-huh.
I know children. Go to school now, and they teach you that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see there's plenty of other things they teach you. I said,
uh-huh.
Hold a microphone.
You say, I have never what, a horse?
Huh?
If you'd never been on a horse, you'd say,
I never rode a horse.
Or you might ask about that horse. Has that horse ever been...
rode.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell.
Well, he'll throw you. You see, if a horse ain't been rolled, he'll throw you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so well, has that horse been rolled? Someone said, no. Well, I may not get on. They say, yeah, then I get on riding.
Uh-huh. But if it was your fault, you say, well, I couldn't stay on. I fell.
I fell off. He throwed me and I fell off. You see, general run. For you to fall, a horse got to jump a little with you, then you fall, you see.
Uh-huh.
But now if he buck jump with you, he'll throw you.
Uh-huh.
See, he'll throw you. That's where that goes. You ever had one to throw you?
I've fallen off, but not really thrown
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I've had hundreds of them. I've had them bust me open. Had one once throw me so hard. Now you think this is a story? Had on a pair of brand new overhauls I put on that morning, just like these here overhauls I got on.
Mm-hmm.
But they were brand new. Coming out of the field, and the rich of them got a plum. Riding a mule. And when I got the plum,